May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, January 11th, 2025. And this is my first show of the year, so I'm going to do a preview of 2025 with some developing trends that signify coming events. Thanks for tuning in. Since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations worldwide, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, I'll be narrating from three newsletters I've published since my last show 2 weeks ago. This live show is available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two after the show. So if you're listening to the podcast in the future, these newsletters are listed in the footnotes, and you can check, click on the links while I'm discussing them, and you can pause the podcast to see those videos and articles that interest you. So you can create your own customized multimedia show. In the meantime, some of you can pull up these archives, these three newsletters from the HeartCom Network homepage. And I guess you can just, some of you can just Google HeartCom Network and it'll come up, or you can click on that and go to the archives for 2025. These are the first three newsletters I've done of the year. January 3rd, the Aquarian 2025 Blueprint. And January 5th, I did three epic videos of the week, which are kind of keynotes for what we can look forward to issues of the year 2025. And on January 8th, a couple days ago, I did Here's to a Banner Year for 2025. Kind of a positive overview. Got some great memes of the year dealing with issues that are current now. So I'll go into the last one first, published 2 days ago, like I said. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So there's a lot of drama on the world stage right now. We're ending a 6,500-year period of human relationships based on dominance, power, and control. And we're entering a new relationship paradigm based on equality, equanimity, and cooperation, the Aquarian paradigm. More recently, we're closing out the 2,000-year age of Pisces and leaving behind blind faith, fear-based behavior as we enter a more enlightened Aquarian age. Right now, as the show airs today, global humanity is experiencing some very unique quantum field energies with the moon in the last degrees of the air sign Gemini and the sun in earth sign Capricorn, Uranus and earth sign Taurus, excuse me, and realize that these aspects are energetic reflections of points of reference in the quantum field, in the unified field. And this understanding of quantum astrology, psychology, is going mainstream in the Aquarian quantum age. I mean, you can do a search of moon in Gemini, or a search of sun in Capricorn, or sun trine Uranus in Taurus for some insight in the quantum dynamics. Now, it's a good way to learn of astrology. You know, just kind of take a little step at a time and kind of tune into, you know, this quantum field dynamics, that the dynamics are framed by universal law language, the geometrically ordered divinity. You know, so the understanding of God consciousness through astrology is understanding geometrically ordered divinity. You know, some people reference this understanding as God is the geometry of divinity, or geometrically ordered divinity. It's a way of understanding God in universal law language terms that doesn't have so much sectarian orthodoxy baggage associated with it. Again, Aquarius is more impersonal. It's an impersonal energy. It's not. It's universal. It's nothing personal. It's like I loves you very much, but it's nothing personal. That's actually something I tell ladies I'm dancing with, you know. And those of you who know me, you know I love to dance. I dance to love, you know. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And by God's grace, sometimes you just get lucky. Anyway, there are some strong portents with the geometry of in the quantum field, astrology, psychology at this time. And I just, for those who are more into astrology, I thought I'd reference this. There's this understanding of trines, talent triangles, whereby right now we've got Mars is trine Uranus in Pisces. Mars is in Cancer, water sign, trine Neptune in one of the last degrees, 27 degrees of Pisces. And so we're talking about really deep mystical energies here. Of course, water sign Cancer and water sign Pisces. Pisces is very deep mystical energies. Neptune is there, like I say, trine Mars, which makes it kind of steamy. You know, fiery energy of Mars in these water signs, you know, create some steam. And of course, steam is pressure. That was the steam. You know, the industrial age began with steam engines. And the steamy energy with that trine is being focused in this talent triangle right now with Uranus. I'm sorry. Uranus in Taurus. And again, this is all abstract to a lot of people. Some people can pull up the astrology on their, you know, and if they have a program on their computer, or they can go online, and there's different places where you can pull up the astrology of the day. But at the, you know, I reference this, the geometry of it, because there are dynamics in geometry, right dynamic energy fields, round magnetic energy fields, radiant energy fields, you know, the fractal order of the holographic universe is all geometry, fractals, you know, geometric, and the way they combine and create other fractals, it creates a field of order, divine order, that, you know, that basically the brain is a transceiver for energies in the field. And of course, the immediate field is one's personal ID, identity, what they identify with as real. And the larger field, the quantum field that we're all immersed in, we all interpret it different ways because we all have different astrology, psychology being triggered in different ways with the transits, because the planets continue to move and they interact with your natal chart to create harmonic geometric coordinates that have tendencies. And they're not really, I call them tendencies, but they're really reflections of energetics in the field. And people that understand astrology know what I'm talking about. Those who are just learning, I try to give kind of an out-of-the-box explanation that's more specific to the quantum dynamics, which, again, as we move into Aquarius, the Aquarian quantum age, this will become mainstream knowledge. So I just thought I'd reference that. There's this aspect going on, a very strong aspect of this talent triangle with Neptune, Uranus, and Mars. And there's also a talent triangle with Pluto, which is the first degree of Aquarius, you know, about just a few weeks ago, Pluto moved into Aquarius, which was a big move, you know, really initiating the Aquarian age. It's trine Uranus in Taurus, and both of them are sextile in this talent triangle, creative triangle, sometimes referred to. They're both sextile. Neptune, again, the last degrees of Pisces, which is a very strong aspect. These are tight aspects. The geometry is quite strong. which again focuses a very deep, cosmic, mystical, nonlinear energy with Neptune. It's sometimes referred to chaos because it's so nonlinear, it's so deep. So a lot of people are feeling, you know, these days, because this has been going on for this last week, these aspects largely. And with this, and of course, Neptune has been these last degrees of Pisces for months. But when it's focused like this with other aspects, some people just kind of lose their sense of identity. They just feel kind of lost because it's when I say chaotic, it's just not, it's undifferentiated. It's like the collective unconscious. It's like a nonlinear, non-specific, you know, it's very mystical, you know, like the mystic fog of Avalon, you know, and it's like very mystical. Like it's like a lot of people feel like they're in a fog. So that's going on in the collective consciousness. That's like a worldwide phenomenon. And this talent triangle, not only with Pluto trine Uranus, but it's also the Sun in Capricorn is trine Uranus. And they're both sextile, not just Neptune in Pisces, but also Saturn in Pisces. And that brings congruence in a sign, Pisces, which is very, again, nonlinear and mystical, and which makes it possible to at least cuss and discuss what's going on, which a lot of people can't wrap their heads around these days because the energy is just so chaotic. And I'll be going into that in these different narratives, these different newsletters, specifically this last one that I just published, that what's going on in the collective consciousness is like birthing of a new earth. And the baby's head is crowning. This is like a painful time. Again, the chaos, the pain we're going through, we're midpoint in the 2020s Aquarian spring. I'm getting ahead of myself. But it's a point of transition between a more or less stable past and a more or less stable future. But right now, we're kind of, this year, 2025, is going to seem to many people as being very unstable. Many people are not able to wrap their heads around it. I'm going to give an attempt to do that. So I'm going to go right into it. That was kind of the prelude to it. And this piece I just published a couple days ago is called "Here's to a Banner Year for 2025." And I got the new banner for up there for 2025. 2025 Global Revolution, with the 90% of the word revolution is evolution, and I've capitalized evolution to emphasize that this is the point. We're in a point of dynamic evolution right now. We're like the process of metamorphosis from a caterpillar to a butterfly. There's that stage in the chrysalis where the worm, the caterpillar, disintegrates, and a butterfly begins to integrate before it comes out of the chrysalis, you know, as a butterfly. And we're kind of in that stage. That metaphor is apt for the 2020s. We're kind of the stage where the butterfly, or you might say the new earth, is birthing, and the head is crowning right now. I mean, it's like a painful time, a lot of people are awakening to a lot of craziness and insanity. And of course, I try to deal with that with these love sandwiches I do, these newsletters, like love sandwiches, I call them, you know, with light and love on the front end, the back end, and strong meat in the middle for like reality therapy, you know, like let's get heart coherent and mind congruent and try to process what's going on so we have a sense of it's all in divine order. But, you know, we're going through a process, and it really is a process of evolution, conscious evolution, the revolution, the revelations. We're in the time of Revelation. So here's to a banner year for 2025. Claim the vision for victory to make it so. Let's thrive in 2025. So remember the banner year for 2024 that I had all last year with, what was it, something like 76 different newsletters I did last year? Well, the theme was of last year was tragedy to triumph. This year it's vision for victory. Last year it was from tragedy to triumph. And perhaps you agree that the tragedy of last year was the ongoing Gaza genocide and the vax democide, you know, the vaccine democide, you know. Depopulation was in our face, folks. I mean, they more or less tried to normalize it. It was like, I mean, it was like unending Gaza genocide all year long. No leaders in any country had the kahunas to stand up and say, this is insane, this is crazy, this is genocide, and to stop it. I mean, when I say normalized, you know, it's like, it's not that we want to get used to it, but, and the vax democide, the vaccine, I mean, you know, it's clear, you know, anyone that really follows the real news, what's going on the internet, and I'll be going into that, you know, millions of people were dying. The vaccines are not safe and effective, folks. You know, they're still saying that. They're still going ahead like they've normalized, like this is normal. This is going to be our future. But it's not. Anyway, that was the tragedy of 2024. And the triumph of 2024, people say, what was the triumph? Well, Trump with his dream team Trump was elected in his dream team featuring RFK Jr. with intent to make America healthy again. You know, MAHA, you know, like make America healthy again. I mean, that's huge. That was huge. And it's like changed the energy dramatically. Things are changing. I'm going to be going into it. Again, the trending now is in a more positive direction. But we've entered the cauldron of global revolution. Emphasizing again 90% of the word, but I mean, when I talked originally about, you know, the kind of a deep mystical energies, and a lot of people can't wrap their head around it, the energetics are like confusion and chaos and collective unconscious, deep mystical, it's like the fog of Avalon, where, you know, the magic sword was pulled out of the lake and King Arthur, you know. Anyway, that whole story of how order, divine order, can come out of chaos and fog, this is kind of the story of 2025. So hold the immaculate concept. The vision of victory is like the keynote. So this, we're going through a process. Like I mentioned, it's kind of like metamorphosis, you know, from we're going from the collective worm caterpillar phase to butterfly. And we haven't taken wing yet, folks. We're, like I said, the baby's head is just crowning. There's a healing crisis and there's a lot of purging. As the Aquarian age surges, the Piscean age fear and doubt purges. And there's a lot of purging of fear and doubt in the collective consciousness right now. And a lot of people are immersed in that and they can't see the woods for the trees because they're just immersed in what I call putrefaction and moral toxicity in the body, mind, spirit of global humanity. There's a purging going on. So again, others call this the birth of a new earth. The baby's head is crowning. Serious birth pangs going on right now. So 2025 is the midpoint birthing stage of the 2020s Aquarian spring decade that initiates the Aquarian quantum age with holistic global evolution. Revolution, saying 90% of the word is evolution. I refer to this as the process of global conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. Time of revelations, folks. So this is the transition nexus on the timeline between the former dystopian woke world and the emerging Aquarian quantum age. So the crisis we're now facing is a systemic power shift. And I have a graphic on this power shift that you can click on in the newsletter. And the narrative at this point, the power shift, which, you know, tribulations included, you know, there's the upward spiral going on and there's a downward spiral going on. Some people are caught up in the downward spiral. Especially the sociopaths and the plutocrats and the psychopaths, you know, they're in the downward spiral. They're trying to take us all down. They want us all as miserable as they are. But there's an upward spiral going on. A lot of people are already there. A lot of, I call them initiates, who've already initiated a higher consciousness. And I'll be going into that in this piece, in the other pieces. But we're talking about, you know, we're between, again, the past and the future of relative stability. But 2025, there's going to be some relative instability. But the issue, the core issue today, and this is a quote by Thomas Jefferson, where he said, "The issue today is the same as it has been throughout all history, and that is whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite." And Thomas Paine, who, of course, you know, wrote Common Sense, published Common Sense, 1776, which sparked the American Revolution, said, quote, "Those who profess to favor freedom and yet depreciate agitation are men who want crops without plowing up the ground. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful roar of the waters. This struggle may be a moral one, or it may be a physical one, or it may be both moral and physical, but it must be a struggle. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what people will submit to, and you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will continue until they are resisted with either words or blows or with both. The limit of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress." So here's to transcending the limits of tyrants, folks. Keep in mind the transformation process whereby old order, old world paradigm paralysis is purging and the new world, new order Aquarian frequencies are surging. So the big question for a lot of people is, will the deep state continue to perpetrate mindless fear, you know, terror and tyranny tactics to hijack the transfer of state power? Here, Trump's coming in with his A team, you know, with his X team. And, you know, what kind of battle are going to be going on, you know, to create, you know, to sabotage this, you know, this transfer of power to from a downward spiral to an upward spiral. I mean, think about it, folks. From 9/11 to COVID, we have witnessed their false flags and psyops. So I'm going into a video, Operation Choke Point 2.0, from the Corbett Report. Corbett Report, if you're not following the Corbett Report, folks, you're keeping up to date on a lot of key news. He's probably one of the best, the very best publishers on the internet, giving insight on contemporary issues in a profound, in-depth way. He's out of Japan. He's from Canada. He's a Canadian. And yeah, he has a Japanese wife. He lives, he worked in a Japanese English school teacher years ago. I guess it was about almost 20 years ago that he was doing this, and almost for the last, 18 years, I think he's been publishing the Corbett Report. Anyway, the first 5 minutes of this video will bring you up to speed on this critical 2025 issue. And really, it's what it's dealing with is how this issue was raised. Operation Choke Point 2.0 was raised in a recent House Financial Services Committee meeting, government meeting. And this goes back for years, but it's coming to a focus now. They're actually, what this is about, they're actually cutting off the finances of different high-tech companies and other companies that are basically challenging big business, big government, big brother collusion. So, yeah, it's a critical issue. Some people like to take a different. Some people won't touch economics issues. They just like a foreign language to them. They don't want to go there. Other people realize that it's all about the money. You know, follow the money, you know, and it's the money, honey. You know, the money is a big issue. And for those understanding the economics of global economics and how this in we're in transition from an economics of scarcity to an economics of abundance. This is the real core issue. And that doesn't go into that just that much in this article, but this is the larger picture. We have technology, free energy technologies, you know, med beds, holistic healing, energetic technologies, all kinds of quantum age technologies that have been covered up and secret, made secret with the secret space program that they use it, you know, secretively, you know, with the technologies that are 100 years ago, what's out there right now. And this could, this technology could be used for global holistic healing. It's being suppressed to maintain the economics of scarcity, to keep prices and profit and control high. Control is all it's about. Ownership and control, the old paradigm of ownership control, that's the economics of scarcity, scarcity economics. Economics of abundance will provide more of this abundance in a transition process for homeostasis and healing in our social, political, and economic institutions. And this is really the big issue as we move into Aquarius of how we can involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness, raise consciousness, how good things can be with an economics of abundance and providing the abundance that makes the economics of scarcity obsolete. So we're talking about cleaning up the environment because the big oil, petrochemical pollution of the air, food, water, you know, that will be transitioning out as this new earth is birthed with all kinds of free energy, zero point technology, hydrogen conversion technology, where the only byproduct is water that trickles out your the tailpipe of your car or whatever. There's all these technologies that have been around for 50 years and been suppressed. They've been around for even longer than that. But so there's nothing new under the sun, said Solomon the Wise. And there's these new technologies, techniques for creating extraordinary abundance for all of humanity. And there's a process that we're going through the 2020s. I refer to it as Aquarian Spring. You know, we got a 2,000-year cycle coming up in the next 10 years is the Aquarian Spring, where it's being initiated by who? By the initiates who understand it. And to the extent that they understand it, they care enough to share their understanding with other people, just as I do sharing this piece today. So will the high state, you know, we talked about the deep state, will the high state inculcate fearless faith, just as the deep state creates faithless fear? Will the high state create, excuse me, fearless faith to heighten our ascent with love? I got to get a drink here, folks. Okay. So there's a shift process going on that we've seen from the mainstreaming of technology, what, a whole generation or two ago of hardware, you know, it was pioneered by IBM, you know, the mainframe computers, you know, hardware. There was the evolution of technology from hardware to software emphasis, which was Microsoft. You know, the emphasis became software for the hardware, and the hardware evolved also. And then the third phase of the computer internet revolution we saw with NetWare, which was Netscape, which was Mark Andreessen who developed Netscape. He's been in the news a lot recently. I think some of the videos I've included reference Mark Andreessen. He was the one that pioneered Netscape, which was, you know, the computer became the network of computers. Okay. I'll take it easy so my throat doesn't wear out here. Excuse me. So, we've had this whole phase of the computer internet revolution from hardware, software, to network. Now, we're at hardware. And I have a link on that, the understanding of hardware as a universal interface, an interactive interface for the internet. So basically, with network, the computer became the internet, and with hardware, the network is becoming conscious as a whole. And we're witnessing now, through this process, our conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. So there's a process going on, and I provide some graphics, some memes that go into different dimensions of this process. And we're talking about some of the awareness that's going on is that there's been a moral and a spiritual collapse in the Christian world. And you will know those who cause this as those whom you cannot criticize. I mean, look at the genocide in Gaza. You can't criticize the perpetrators. Look at the pharmacide, or you might say the democide, with the vaccines all over the world. You can't criticize Big Pharma. They own the media. They're the number one profit center for mainstream media is drugs for whatever ails you. You can't criticize them. They own the media. The alternative media will expose it. Of course, this is what I've been doing for years. And so we're talking about, unspeakable truth bombs. And I provide some memes along this in this regard, and specifically for a whole bunch of memes regarding who you can't criticize is the website I have. It's a compendium called Political Zionism for a sobering reality check, a reality report on who has hijacked the economy and basically all our core social, political, and economic institutions. Until you come to that realization, folks, you're going to be in the fog as far as why things are happening and where they're going as the fog lifts and the fog clears. So claim the vision of victory as overcomes the fog, the big lie that permeates big media and the public fool system. I mean, the public school system of mental molding. Same difference. So a big issue for 2025 will be radical forgiveness. I call it love-centric restitution for adjudicating tyranny of deep state plutocrats, technocrats, bureaucrats, and those sociopaths who sustained the abject evil of Gaza genocide and COVID democide as normalizes depopulation with dehumanizing and stupefying side effects. Oh, I tell you, it's crazy making. Here's a meme that really says it. They somehow managed to demonize coughs, sniffles, and having no symptoms at all. But they normalized strokes, blood clots, neurological disorders, and, quote, died suddenly. I mean, died suddenly became a thing the last couple years since they did the mass injections. But again, it's unspeakable. You can't say that. The fact checkers have been eliminated. That's just wrong. When in fact, we know the truth of that. Matter of fact, there's an article here by Edward Dowd from December 29th where the headline is Global COVID Vaccine Death and Damage Estimates. Quote, killed 7 to 15 million people, disabled 29 to 60 million, injured 500 to 900 million, arrests made. Zero. Again, these are forces you can't criticize. They're running the show, folks. They're not really running the show. They think they are. Their time is short. Their fear is great. They just as well make everyone as miserable as they are at this point. But this is the dynamic. This is the fog that a lot of people are in 2025. And part of it's astrology, psychology. You know, it's the field, the quantum field. This is the dynamics of the hour, and there are cycles going on. The 2020 cycles, we're right in the middle of it. We're right in the nexus of it. And, you know, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but there's an enlightened enlightened people, I call them netizens, they're on the internet, enlightened netizens worldwide are now well aware that COVID, C-O-V-I-D, which is an acronym for C, certificate, O, of, V, vaccination, ID is ID. So certificate of vaccination ID. That was the PSYOP. That was the operation. It was, you know, a deep state PSYOP. And mass psychotic fear of an invisible virus, as was never isolated. I can't emphasize that enough. I have those words hyperlinked with an article by John Rappaport that has been explaining that for years. This thing was a PSYOP. The whole thing with the virus, they've never been isolated. And anyone that's never, they've had rewards out for as much as $1 million. Anyone could prove that the virus was isolated, and no one could prove it because they've never been isolated. It was all a PSYOP. And it was, this whole drama was intended to compel a digital tracking and tracing system for a social credit control system like the one Big Tech pioneered in China. It was Big Tech that developed their social credit totalitarian matrix that they've got in China. And they've been paid well. They got a fraction of the action, the profits of the Chinese, the huge Chinese market. They did it for money. But now they've been compromised. The Chinese have the technology, and they want to replicate this technology worldwide as a control system worldwide. Now think about this. But I'm going to go back to the issue of the virus again, because a lot of people, the germ theory is so much embedded in their head, and I've written about this, different articles. As a matter of fact, one of them I think I'm going to talk about today. But here's a quote from a Substack article just a few weeks ago that goes, quote, as Toronto-based statistician Christine Macy and her team have documented, no country, institution, or agency can produce a scientific paper from anywhere in the world demonstrating that SARS-CoV-2 was ever found in a human host. Can't emphasize it enough. It's all part of the PSYOP. And what was the agenda? Think about it. China owns Apple and Google Big Tech because it's permitting them huge Chinese market profits with intent to infiltrate global markets for deep state totalitarian subjugation. So it goes deeper. I'm going to go deeper into this now for people to, you know, to clear the fog and get a grip on what's going on. Hopefully, a big reveal in 2025 will mainstream understanding of the big tech, big pharma collusion that perpetrated the COVID PSYOP, toxic injections for health, because that's what they were. They, in the name of health, they had these toxic injections, and they did all this. They created big drama. They killed people in hospitals with money, the $2.2 trillion from the CARES Act, from the government, paid off the hospitals for using protocols that was killing people. The remdesivir and the ventilators were killing people all across the country. And, you know, they're creating all these fictitious numbers with these fake tests. Those PCR tests were completely bogus. The guy who invented the PCR test said they should never be used for human diagnosis. So that, you know, and a lot of people not aware of this, but some people just can't believe it. They don't want to believe that their doctors were killing them in the hospitals. And the doctor, so it's unspeakable. This is, again, this is where the big fog is. People just cannot wrap their head around what was going on with these toxic injections and the bogus, the PCR tests and the fake mRNA vaccines. They weren't vaccines. They were experimental injections that made people sick, that was blamed again on the grand illusion of a pesky virus that has never been isolated. Yeah, I can't emphasize it enough. But all of this drama was like a deceptive diversion and a cover-up of the 5G-caused respiratory illness in Wuhan, China, and 5G hotspots that were newly installed in hospitals and schools across America and other countries where big tech pushed the 5G wireless modernization agenda. So, social network netizens worldwide are now well aware that it was the 5G that was causing respiratory symptoms blamed on a trumped-up virus that justified these bogus PCR tests and the fake mRNA vaccine. And the PSYOP plot thickens when you discover that those experimental vaccines were found to have nanobots, you know, which were like an EMF, electromagnetic frequency interface for connectivity for the Internet of bodies is what the big tech industry calls it, which connects the bodies to the internet, which may have sensitized some individuals to 5G harm. Now, I've got a really great infographic on EMF risks, how it risks psychological behavior, immunological behavior, cellular and other behavior, neurologic behavior. And we're talking about, you know, the just with the psychological behavior, depression, anxiety, ADD, OCD, emotional distress, irritability, immunological inflammation, imbalance, synergistic with other toxins, autoimmune diseases, leaky gut, stomach pain. I mean, you know, the risks and the data, what's from the EMF, these are proven. And there's a really good article on this by just January 5th by Frances Leader. And this is one of her specialties on her Substack. She explains this. And this article is highly recommended. It's on the highly recommended on the 5G fifth generation weapon. 5G the fifth generation weapon. So she goes on to explain how all living things react to changes in electromagnetic radiation and how 5G disrupts the biofield with respiratory side effects like flu. So they were blaming these flu-like symptoms on this imaginary virus. It was not the virus. This was just complete. It was a complete PSYOP diversion from what was really going on as a cover-up. So, again, if you can wrap your head around this, I mean, if you think about it, from genocide to pharmacide, you know, the mass murder through creation and management of disease and war for the profit of a few is just freaking depraved and diabolically evil. So, I mean, realize how demoralizing depravity has spawned from power elite profiteering on mass depopulation that trumps public health. And will Trump trend fit the Great Awakening, you know, catch the wave, and finally Trump, this nefarious death cult insanity? This is the issue. And again, here's an article from just a few weeks ago, and it's titled, It's a Killer Vaccine Worldwide. Japanese researchers say that side effects of COVID vaccines are linked to 2001 types of diseases. As I was explaining before, the vaccines are linked to the diseases. And fact is, they link it to the disease, but the cause of the disease, again, is 5G and the toxins, the toxic effects of the vaccine. So fortunately, a lot of people got inert placebo batches with their vaccines. And I that's a caveat I provide, that not everybody got, you know, the toxic vaccines. This was an experiment. They kept track of it, the batches and everything. And I've given articles on this before, you know, how you can contact with different websites. You can find out which batches were given in your area and in which states. So this was a huge experiment. I can't emphasize that enough. They were experimental vaccines. They were not vaccines. They called them vaccines, but they were experimental injections. It was a big, giant experiment, a massive global experiment without our well-informed consent. They were not safe and effective, folks. I mean, they lied and people died. So there's a video here, Operation Warp Speed Revisited. It's 5 minutes by the illustrious Reese Report. and how Trump surrounded himself with Operation Warp Speed accomplices. 5 minutes, that's kind of a mind blower. So is this why the Zionist-controlled big media has colluded with the communist-vested big tech companies to profit from an expanding Orwellian control matrix they intended to replicate worldwide with EMF, nanobot replicator, you know, transceivers, and mRNA injections? Now, I've reported on this repeatedly for years, but this is extremely censored by the fact-checkers. And again, Orwell called them thought police, but big tech calls them fact checkers. But wait, there's a new sheriff coming to town. Trump's Department of Justice is looming large, and all of a sudden Facebook Meta announced they'll stop their bogus fact checking. There's an article on this from The Hill called Zuckerberg Met with Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and he's removing the fact checkers just in time for the bots and AI flood. And this is, in other words, they've just... Be assured, folks, the deep state is simply changing tactics. They're going to be using this AI bots. There's an article on this. And the International Fact-Checking Union, yes, that's a real thing, the International Fact-Checking Union, they've convened an emergency meeting over this issue because, you know, they had fact-checking, you know, has become big business. Now, think about it. Mark Zuckerberg wouldn't be removing fact-checking if Kamala Harris had won, you know. But there's a new sheriff in town, like I say. Now, I'm not going to be able to get through all of the different copy for the last several weeks. Some of the infographics are incredible. Some of the short videos are amazing. The Reese Report and some of the videos are just mind-blowing and just over the top for a lot of people. A lot of people do not want to believe, although I will say most of the people that get have subscribed to my Substack list. And if you haven't subscribed, you know, you can do it for free. You know, just go on Substack and put in Christopher Rudy or Aquarian Quickening, like Christopher Rudy, Aquarian Quickening, and you can subscribe for free. Basically what I'm going through with the radio show today is the narrative that I published. And what I do, I curate news on the alternative media from sources that I've come to trust over 16 years doing my radio show. There are really good sources that consistently are truth tellers. And I get to process a lot of this news from good sources. And I see a repeating pattern or a common pattern or common sense of what's really going on. And I do this for enlightened self-interest, you know, to find out for myself. Then I share it with people. Well, I share it, you know, with doing a website, you know, that the Substack article will link to. And that website is like an ebook. It's like I hot link different keynote subjects in there. They're like chapters of the book. So I refer to these compendiums that I do, you know, these newsletters as kind of like ebooks. They're standalone ebooks, and they're all hyperlinked to other articles and websites that I've created to explain what's going on, you know, with on the threshold of Aquarius as we move into this Aquarian quantum age. You know, basically what I've done for enlightenment myself and pass on to others. There are people on my list that do the same thing. They see different compendiums that I've, you know, newsletters that I put out, and they will forward to their in-house list in part, you know, the headline or, you know, part or whole, you know, just the whole compendium. And I mean, one of them I know it has more than 10,000 people on his email list. So who knows how it gets forwarded all over the internet, but there is a great awakening going on. And I highly recommend those who are into, you know, those light bearers, those light weavers, those light servers that are listening, that you, if you're not on my newsletter list, that you go to Substack and put in Christopher Rudy and subscribe. And then use different parts of these newsletters, these compendiums, or the whole link. If it really flips your switch, you know, the whole link, and forward them on and do the same thing I've done. You know, when you know better, you do better, and you care to share what you've learned with others. And this is how we link the light for a great enlightenment globally. You know, an upward spiral going viral, so to speak. That's pretty much what I wanted to say. And I got some keynotes in there and the rest of this piece on 2025 banner year. But I want to go back to the other two. I got 10 minutes left. I'm going to finish this up probably much in seven. But the first article of the year, the first newsletter compendium was January 3rd on the Aquarian 2025 blueprint. You know, the first principles of by and for personal and planetary sovereignty. Now, I put on here that, you know, note that this debriefing on 2025 coordinates for conscious evolution, revolution, revelations is for global TLC reset by way of initiates as defined at thought form of the year. Now, some of you, I know what I'm referring to when I say initiates, but I'm going to click on that thought form of the year, which you can do also, and go into this understanding of what who are the initiates. And we're talking about those who are initiates of cosmic love, universal law language, who are intently focused on a spiritual path. Initiates who are intently focused on a spiritual path are aware of the universal nature of principles and processes framed by way of the constitution of pure geometry thought forms of, by, and for GOD consciousness, geometric ordered divinity, the love model. Again, specific on this TLC process are explained at my recent Solstice newsletter. But as far as initiates go, initiates are those who they're initiators of the Aquarian age. You know, on my Substack list of several thousand subscribers, there are several hundred who consistently read my curated news. You know, unique views of reality. You know, a gathering of the tribes of Israel. What is real? Initiating global revelations with archetypal relationships of enlightened love, understanding cosmic law language, you know, the love model. So these initiators of the Aquarian quantum age are also known, you know, the Aquarian quantum age, also known as the age of light and love. You've probably heard of that. These are those who I often refer to as initiates. So the initiators are initiates. And in former ages of great awakening transformation, the initiates of the sacred fire of freedom were often known as Bravehearts or Patriots. Remember the movie Braveheart by Mel Gibson and the movie Patriots by Mel Gibson? If not by cultural creatives and mystics of every faith who co-create with God, they're initiates also. So in current times of great enlightenment revelations, these initiates are the 1% to 3% of global netizens whose sphere of influence is the 20% of netizens who do 80% of networking. Networking for the net worth of our net reality. What is real? Pioneering the internet, conscience currency, at the heart of the internet in our net reality. So those who are initiates of love, intently focused on a spiritual path, again, are aware of the universal nature of these principles and processes framed by the constitution of pure geometry, thought forms, etc. Specifics on this TLC process, can't emphasize enough, are explained at my recent Solstice. That was the beginning of the new year, the Solstice, the real year, you know, from December 21st and through, winter solstice through spring solstice or vice versa if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. But keep in mind that this open source model of the great TLC reset going mainstream, it matures as we involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness, because we're all connected on the inner. And So here's the mainstreaming, a high standard of open source, decentralized systems for co-creating conscientious common sense, you know, vision, virtue, and valor for our victory as the United Sovereigns of Earth. Now, this whole process of initiating us as the United Sovereigns of Earth, and for initiating global telecom and telecare as the alpha and omega of global TLC reset, and how global TL reset, telecom, telecommunications, telecare, telecommerce, telecommunity, telecare, this TLC reset is really, you know, the understanding is the thought form of the year 2025. So I'm going to pretty much wrap it up with that understanding, you know, that cosmic love, universal law, language, love, that and the exquisite metaphors for mainstreaming the message of TLC for healing in our social, political, and economic institutions, for an upward spiral going viral, so to speak, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. That's the plan, and I'm sticking to it. Thank you very much. That's the dance I'm interested in, you know, and you got to keep dancing. You know, again, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt. Sometimes you get lucky, and by God's grace, you can be the change you want to see, and keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Thank y'all. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.